Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Well, Michael is out of the studio again. This time he's over in London, believe it or not. How are you, Michael?
Well, can I tell you, it is below zero. It is so cold here. I'm scared to move my head quickly. Because also, I've lost my hat. So somewhere on a tube station,
There's
a very large woolen cap going around probably, I don't know, Central Station. But it is so cold. I think it's something like -3 degrees.
Now, I think you've got one of the most interesting jobs in the world. Like, people will always say to me, what does Michael do as the editor? I said, well, he flies a lot. I said, I think he's a flight attendant part-time, but anyway. But what do you do when you're on the road like this? Are you on a reconnaissance mission, or what are you up to this time?
You're making me sound like an astronaut. Now, listen, a lot of work actually goes into these trips before we go, because once we get there, we're on the ground and we work. And, you know, we've hired photographers or video makers, or it depends what the story is. And so I'm in London. The hotelier of the year is a Mrs. Tolman. And Mrs. Tolman is in her 80s, and she owns the Red Carnation Hotel Group. And in the top five TripAdvisor hotels in England, her four hotels that are in London are always in the top five.
Wow.
So we are doing an interview with her, and in fact, it's an afternoon tea in one of her hotels. So I thought that would be an interesting angle, sort of the real English afternoon tea. But it's across the road from Kensington Palace.
Wow.
And so I don't know if you remember, but last year I went into Kensington Palace and I had the tour of, you know, where Kate and Will are going to, their new apartment.
I do remember you calling me from there like, Ben, you won't believe how big things are here. It is unbelievable. And the colours are just fantastic. The furniture. Yes, go on.
I wasn't sure of the colour of their bathroom, but anyway, moving on. So, anyway, it's really freezing. We get out of the cab, and we're a little bit early. So I said, look, instead of the hotel, let's just go across to Hyde Park, because it really did look quite beautiful. It was a bit of snow. It was quite misty, you know, these big paths. There were sort of people out walking dogs and stuff. Anyway, you know how the English can be a little bit eccentric?
Yeah.
And there was a woman who arrived sort of walking with this huge, big Russian hat. So we stopped and talked to her, and I got some quotes and a photo. And then I got a woman who had five dogs. She was out walking a dog, and a crazy sort of what I thought was a homeless person turned out he was an earl who owns a, you know, picture gallery and is worth billions. So, and that's kind of the English, aren't you?
Yeah.
You never really quite know who
he is. No.
So anyway, we're photographing these people and we're taking, you know, these stories for an upcoming issue. And our photographer, an Irish guy called Steve Ryan, bends down to refill his camera. And Ray, who I'm traveling with, Ray White from the Travel Corporation, her and I are standing there. And in the distance, the two guys are running towards us. And one of them is really sort of bulked up like a muscle mutt. And the other one's kind of a big, tall, skinny. But, you know, they look super fit.
Mm.
And I just sort of thought, God, that looks like, you know, like a celebrity in their minder. You know, and it just sort of came into my head. So I started talking to Ray. I didn't say anything. And then as they're getting closer, I look, and have a guess who it was.
I don't know.
Prince Harry.
Oh, my goodness.
And
so straight away, you put your foot out and tripped him for an exclusive interview with your Irish photographer.
Exactly. So I said, it's one of those moments where you sort of look at and think, gosh, I know that person. How do I know that person? Did I go to school with you? You know, did I used to work with you? Something. It was one of those moments.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking, thinking, God, how do I know you? And they look at me, and then they run past. And then Ray looks at me and goes, oh, that's Prince Harry. Anyway, Steve misses the whole thing. Doesn't get a photograph. Who?
Well, there you go. Thank you, Michael.
All right, and I'm home soon, so I'm looking forward to getting into that studio and doing next week's show.
Fantastic. Well, Michael McHugh there, the editor-in-chief, of course, London Calling. He's always got some great stories. And for more details, jump onto mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.